Well, I'm going to get right into the start of our celebration here this morning. We call it Celebration Sunday. We're going to talk about testimonies that have, people are going to give testimonies about their lives that have been changed. Our goal here at Living Faith Fellowship is that you would fall in love with Jesus. I think the number one thing that beats with passionate depth in our heart is that you might fall in love with Jesus Christ and realize how wonderful He is and how much He loves you. But not only just fall in love with Him, but then grow in your knowledge of Him. Fall in love with Him and then grow in your knowledge of Him. Whether you're 1 or 101, we believe you're supposed to continue to grow. We never stop growing. We never stop growing in our understanding. It's going to take us a lifetime here to understand Him, and I believe an eternity in heaven to totally understand who God is and how awesome that He is. So we have educational opportunities for all ages, and this morning we want to celebrate those opportunities and the people who have grown through them. But I want to start with a scripture first, though. In Philippians 3, 7 through 10, this is Paul speaking, and he says this: "But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. Whatever I've gained in the world, whatever positive things have happened to me, and all that I have acquired, I consider it a loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord." The surpassing worth, that word surpassing worth, is hupereko, the Greek word hupereko, and it means to excel, to be super or superior, to be superior. This superior worth of knowing Christ. Have you ever gone to the garden store and they have you can buy a hose that's good, or you can buy a hose that's better, and it costs more if it's better, or you can buy one that's best, right? And best costs the most. Well, we have good, better, best, and way down the line, we have superior. And what he's saying here is, he's not after good. Paul's not after better. Paul's not after best. Paul is after the superior. Because when you're talking about Jesus Christ, there's a supernatural dimension in all of it. And it is superior. He goes on to say, "For whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them..." Say it with me. Garbage. What does it say up there? "I consider them garbage." It's garbage. If you look up that Greek word, it means that which is thrown to the dogs. That which is thrown to the dogs. And then it has a little dot, 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 or dung. I consider it dung. All these great things, I consider them garbage. I consider them dung that I may gain Christ. Because that's what's superior. And be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, comes from my own works, but that which is through faith in Christ and Christ alone. We're going to talk about that in October. I'm going to do a whole message. We're celebrating the 500th year of the Reformation. And so we're going to do about a 4 or 5 week series on the Reformation, and it's going to be really, really exciting. 500 years of in Christ alone, how powerful that is. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death. I want to know Him. And therefore, I want to grow in Him. That's our heart here at Living Faith Fellowship. That you would know Him and know how superior He is in your life. And that you would grow in Him. Know Him and grow in Him. You know, for kids here at Living Faith Fellowship, we have a Christian daycare, Pullman Christian Child Care Center. And we have a Christian school, Pullman Christian School, which is absolutely incredible. And what I think is cool is I got a picture of Tara Dyke, and she teaches the third and fourth graders. And what a privilege it is to incorporate Jesus Christ into everything that we teach. He is in everything that we teach. He's the foundation for everything that we teach. He's a part of the whole educational experience. And a few weeks ago, Tara got to lead one of the kids to the Lord while she was in her class. How awesome is that? That in the classroom, we can take time to lead a kid to Jesus Christ that will change his life forever. Thank God for Christian education. Amen. This morning, we want to let the students do the talking. That's why I'm going to get off of here. We're going to let them do the testimonies. And as we do that, I want to introduce to you Pastor Tom, who is our Director of Spiritual Enrichment.
As a church, we seek to impart the truth of God's Word to the very young, to the very old, like Pastor Phil said, from 1 to 101 and beyond. PCS, that he just shared that picture of Tara leading that child to the Lord, that student. PCS is a tool in God's hand to help with this impartation of truth for the K through 12 age. And I just really want to encourage you to seriously consider Pullman Christian School for your family. And it's a great experience. We had 4 children go through it, and we're just very grateful for that tool that's made available. And we just want to encourage you to consider that for your family. Well, adult spiritual enrichment. Oh my goodness gracious. God is so good to us. His message is so true, and yet we have so many lies that come our way every day, right? So we offer some classes at church. Who would have thought? I'm going to go to church and take a class. You know, it's amazing, but we have over 70 graduates this year, over 100 people involved in these, well, over really 60% of you out there right now have either this year taken a class or been involved in this ministry of Carpenter Series, Bible Foundations 1 through 4. If we throw Marion, it probably goes up to 65-70%. Seriously, and these are so important because the whole purpose, Pastor Phil and Carrie's whole heart for us as a church is that we get it, that we get the truth in the midst of the lies, that we get the light in the midst of the darkness, that we could live in the victory that is promised. Carpenter Series, it's designed to lay the foundations of our faith in a very simple and practical way that we might live it out in our lives. The class also serves as our membership class. If you want to be a member of the church, you take Carpenter Series. It's awesome. Very helpful. Bible Foundations 1 is a broad overview of essential Christian teaching, such as who is God? What is the Bible? Creation, Abraham, Moses, the life and ministry of Jesus Christ, and the benefits of the cross and the sacraments of the church. I tell you what, I could take that class today. I took it 40 some years ago. I could take it today and get incredible life out of that class. If you're not too old, you haven't experienced too much in God, you haven't learned too much truth such that class couldn't benefit you and you couldn't grow through it. Bible Foundations 2 is how to apply the foundation truths of the Bible to our daily life. And then Bible Foundations 3 is an inspiring look at the Old Testament and its relevance for our life today. And then Bible Foundations 4 is a study of the context of the New Testament so that we can live in the power of the gospel. I'm learning more and more about how to live in the power of the gospel. I'm learning that every day, and I'm seeing it throughout Scripture. Can't encourage you enough to take these classes. Next year will be Bible Foundations 3. We switch 3 and 4 every year. So 2018, look forward to, well, fall of 17, and you know what I mean. All right. And then Mirror Class is also a great class. We're going to offer it coming this next year, and it's how you are designed. It helps you understand how you are designed and how to relate healthily in your relationships with others. It's a biblical psychology class, and we seek to answer the questions of life from a biblical perspective. So really, really good stuff. Revelation 12:11 says this, and they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they love not their lives even unto death. You know, this phrase here, for they love not their lives even unto death, can sound kind of depressing, right? Well, get this. It's a reality for believers today. And it doesn't mean they didn't love their lives. It just means they didn't love their lives so much that they feared death. There were three main periods of persecution and people dying for their faith in church history. One is the very early church for the first couple hundred years, up until Constantine, who was a Christian ruler. And then they didn't fear so much because he was a Christian. They weren't persecuted as much, right? And then the other time was the Reformation, when this great truth of salvation by faith through grace came. And then the next time is present day. There are more people being killed for their faith today than in any other time in history. So this scripture applies to us today. Even though we're not in present danger, it appears we have to be ready. And we have to know what we would do if we were faced with this. Therefore, we need to live in the encouragement of the truth every day. And we need to know what it means to live and do battle by the blood of the Lamb. We need to know the gospel and know what's real for us. We learn about that here. And we need to have a testimony. There needs to be a word of our testimony. That's how we do battle. That's applying this to our everyday life. That means growing in the truth of this. And that's how we get a testimony. So the scene here in the scripture is a court scene. And basically the devil is accusing and attacking. But guess what happens? He gets thrown out of court. He gets thrown out of court. He loses. He loses. Because we have an advocate. And by his blood, we stand victorious. Thank you, Jesus. But guess what? We have to get that message every day. In the Bible Foundations and Carpenter Series, we learn it every week. And we study it every day. And we try to absorb the truth of it all. The devil will attack us. He will accuse us. He'll try everything he can do to defeat us and to discourage us. But then we rise up in the blood of the Lamb and we conquer. And we get a testimony, the word of our testimony. We gain a testimony as we embrace the gospel and we trust God for salvation and deliverance in everyday life, in the messiness of life and the tests that come our way. God has an amazing way of turning our mess into a message and turning our test into a testimony. You guys can come up. And we know that a man with an argument is no match for a man or a woman with an experience. And these people today that are going to be testifying have experienced God. And they have applied the truth of God's word to their lives. And they're going to testify to what God has done and to the growth that has happened in their life. This morning is called Celebration Sunday. And we're celebrating the growth that has taken place through applying God's word to our everyday life. So let's be strengthened. Well, first of all, let's celebrate with them. And then let's be strengthened and let's be encouraged by the word of their testimony. And as Lindsay comes to testify, could all of those who have completed or are currently taking Carpenter Series please stand and be acknowledged? If you have completed this year, or are taking Carpenter Series presently, please stand and be acknowledged. Let's go ahead and...